how do you behave at home while the affair is going on? It's a tightrope, keeping two women happy. Well, if you're on the verge of divorce and that's why the affair began, then I don't have any rules of conduct to suggest. Things will come to a really smashing climax pretty soon, and you'll either go back home or start organizing a new one. But if this affair is just a delicious little interlude, and you know in your heart you're going to stay married, then I'd suggest the following. Do what you've been doing at home before the affair began. Don't go on a big sexy binge with your wife if that isn't normal, and on the other hand, don't cut anybody off without a supply at all if that isn't normal. If you've been an angel before, then of course you go on being an angel. And if you've been a rat, well, don't stop being a rat suddenly or it's going to be very suspicious. I don't have to tell you not to be a blabbermouth in your sleep and not to call the right person by the wrong name when you make love, because you're likely to die in bed and not peacefully. Never confess. Don't ever, ever confess. Just because you feel as guilty as an axe murderer doesn't necessarily mean you look like one. If you are found out and made to promise never, never to do it again, well, I guess you have to promise. I'd say your chances of keeping your promise are kind of slim. I don't think promises help much if you have it in your bloodstream to chase girls. I think the most faithful people are the ones who don't really have much of an urge to begin with. It's quite simple for them. It's just like the people who can do without chocolate bars and hot fudge sundaes. They don't really give much of a damn about them in the first place. As for managing family finances, when there's a new romantic way to spend your money, well, I guess you'll just have to save your lunch money. Any wife would get suspicious if you're suddenly siphoning off the grocery funds. And don't expect your paramour to be cooperative. I heard of one chap who told his girlfriend the $7 a week that he spent on their motel was working a real hardship on him, and she said the whole thing was beginning to work a hardship on her, and that was about the end of it. Maybe next time you'll be sensible and pick a rich girl, or a married one who can contribute her own grocery money.